Look, you've been moping around for 2 days now. This secret thing has gone on long enough.
Gorson, I have nothing to say.
Balky, something is obviously bothering you, and we are going to talk about it.
Oh, no, we are not.
Yes, we are. Right here, right now.
Gorson, forget it. Wild pigs couldn't drag it out of me.
Balky.
And that's vinyl.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you tell me or not. I know everything.
How did you find out?
Well, you didn't think you could keep something like this a secret, did you?
Oh, cousin, you're right. I was a fool to think I could keep the feud a secret.
A feud?
Especially one that's 500 years old.
A 500-year-old feud?
And particularly one as celebrated as the feud between the Bartholomuses and the Botulituses from Skeptos.
A 500-year-old feud with the Botulituses from Skeptos? Well, who else would you feud with?
Well, who else indeed? So Zoltan Botulitus will be here Friday to fight the duel.
A duel? You're going to fight a duel?
Gorson, for someone who knows everything, you seem surprised. You seem shocked. You seem like a person who tricked Balky.
Yes, I tricked Balky. And it's a good thing I did, because Balky wasn't going to tell me about this duel.
Well, cousin, Balky didn't want you to get drowned into Balky's feud. You have Balky's Bartholomew's blood in your body, beating in your heart, coursing through your veins.
Balky, you can't fight a duel. A duel is savage, cruel, primitive.
Oh, not this one, cousin. It has a strict set of rules that give it an odd elegance. First, we do the basic ritual crowing, and then we do the standard ritual dance of danger. And then, of course, there's the puppet show, and finally, we Kazotsky until one of us gets his ears boxed.
That's it? You don't try to kill each other?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. That would take all the fun out of the puppet show.
Now, let me get this straight. A man is coming over here to make arrangements to fight a duel. So he can hurt you real bad. And you're serving him food? What do you do when you go to war? Have it catered?
Now, cousin, Zoltan is our guest, so we have to treat him with respect and courtesy. And cousin, this is very important. The Botulituses are very, very sensitive about their appearance. So whatever you do, don't mention his flaring nostrils. Don't say anything about his crow's feet or those lines around his eyes. And most importantly, never, listen, I just want to get my thought out.
The Appletons have not fought a duel for 500 or 600 years now, which would seem to indicate that we are pretty good at not offending people.
Cousin, Just to be on the safe side, don't let him know you're my cousin.
Greetings, you Bartokomo Shardbok.
Welcome, you botulitis baba sticky. Make yourself comfortable. My home is infested by your presence. Snout puff?
Who you calling a snout puff?
I made them myself.
Your snout puffs are a little on the runny side.
You always were a picky eater, Zoltan!
You two know each other?
We were bandage boys at the last Bartokomos botulitis duel.
The good old days. Please, my sofa is soiled by your sitting. So, Zoltan, when would you like to fight the duel?
Tomorrow, at sunset.
Agreed. It's a done duel.
Right now, wait a minute. Now, you're not going to go through with this, are you? Two grown men fighting like children?
Why is this person here? He's not related to you, is he?
What's the matter?
Yeah. Let me handle this. Let me handle this.
Cousin Larry is just a friend.
What? A cousin? He's a Bartokomos.
Well, just barely. Much like Tito is one of the Jackson Five.
Look, I don't know what this is about, but I'm sure if you talk it out, you'll see there's no reason to fight a duel.
No reason? Your thieving Bartokomos ancestor sold my trusting ancestor, an antisocial, nearsighted goat, who led the rest of the flock over a cliff to their deaths.
I beg to quibble with you. That goat was not nearsighted. He was depressed. And he committed suicide because your insensitive botulitis ancestors ignored his little goat cries for help.
All right. So, 500 years ago, there was a horrible goat tragedy. It's time to let it go.
We will never reconcile with a family whose dishonesty stretches as long as their noses.
We will not be insulted by a family whose honor is as small as their loincloths.
Hold it! Will you listen to the two of you? Your feud has become nothing but silly insults. You're fighting about how you look. Now, I wouldn't fight a duel if someone said I was short.
Well, of course not, cousin. You'd be fighting every week.
And Balky. Balky, you wouldn't fight a duel with me if I said that your feet were so big they came into the room 5 minutes before you did?
I have big feet?
No. Well, no. But if I said you had big feet, you wouldn't fight a duel with me over it, would you?
No.
Well, there you go. And Zoltan, you wouldn't fight a duel with me if I said that your eyebrows look like a fur headband?
What?
Oh, cousin! Oh, no. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say your eyebrows look like a fur head, man. He said he thought he saw you before on bandstand. Yeah, that's it. Oh, cousin.
Balky, I was just making a point.
You just don't know what you did.
I was just making a point. It was just a joke.
You're dead.
It was just a joke.
You're dead.
Now, I said your eyebrows look like a fur headband.
Oh, God.
Now, that doesn't bother you, does it?
Well, I guess it bothers you a little bit.
Suck on a boot. Rahmotek inta.
Now, what was that all about?
Cousin, you insulted his eyebrows.
Well, so you insulted his loincloth.
But, cousin, I told you the botulitises are very sensitive about their appearances, and they're most especially sensitive about their eyebrows.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Because you wouldn't let me get it in, Mr. My family hasn't fought a duel in 500 years. Well, the streak is over.
What are you talking about?
Cousin, Zoltan said, Zachana but Rahmotek inta. That means, how do you conjugate Zachana? Zachani, Zachano, Zachana.
The duel is on, and I'm fighting it with you, short lipless one.
What do you mean, I'm fighting the duel with Zoltan?
Cousin, he tweaked your nose.
Wait, so? I'm not fighting any stupid duel with anybody.
Cousin, you have to.
No, I don't. I'll just refuse to fight Zoltan. What can he do?
Cousin, if you refuse to fight the duel at the time agreed upon, then Zoltan can attack you any time, any place, without warning.
All right, I'll fight him.
Good.
Zoltan didn't look so tough to me. Now, he might find out he's bitten off more than he can chew.
Of course, fighting's against the rules.
No, I mean, I can take care of myself. Yeah, I might like fighting this guy. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to pay Zoltan back for tweaking my nose. That hurt.
Well, Cousin, since this is your first Meposian duel, maybe I should tell you about it.
No need. I know what to do. I crawl like a rooster. I do some silly dance. There's a puppet show. Then we kazatsky till one of us gets his ears boxed.
That is correct. Here's the box to put Zoltan's ears in.
What are you talking about?
What did you think boxing his ears meant?
It's an expression. It means to punch someone in the ear.
It is? On Meepos, it means to cut off someone's ears and put them in a box.
Oh, my Lord.
Your worries are over. Mama paid a visit to the Scrollmobile, and she sent me Robert's Rules of Duels. I'm sure there's something in here to disqualify you.
It's not necessary, Balky. I'm not fighting a duel. Unlike Meepos, this is a civilized country. When someone threatens to cut off your ears, you do the civilized thing. You call the police and have them deported. So it is so long, Zoltan. Let's go to dinner.
Cousin, I hope you know what you're doing.
Just as I suspected, the cowardly Bartokomouses always try to run out on a duel.
Oh, yeah? Well, if Cousin Larry was a coward, he'd be calling the police right now.
911.
Prepare to defend yourself, Bartokomous Pukeliki.
Wait a minute. Don't I have to crow like a rooster first?
Oh, Zoltan, you're gonna love this. Cousin Larry does a terrific rooster. Go ahead, cousin.
My blade thirsts for your ears.
Uh-oh.
A As for the rest of the preliminaries, I waive them.
Balky, can he do that?
I'm afraid so, Corson. Boy, you really know your rules.
What about the puppet show?
Ooh, nice ear extensions on the mask, Zoltan.
Thank you. I'll give you a moment to gather your puny Bartokomus nerve.
Corson, just stay away from him until I can find a loophole.
Well, I don't know if I can.
Well, sure you can, Corson. Zoltan might not be very good with the Kazotsky.
You think so?
No, the botulitis has invented the Kazotsky, but sometimes the skill skips a generation.
On Kazotsky!
Nice slashing, Zoltan.
Balky, find a loophole.
Botulitis eterna nici.
I think I found a rule that can work for us. Once you get your blood spilled, you get a free penalty hack.
Bobby, that's not good enough. Find a loophole that doesn't require blood.
That's it.
Oh, thank God. Well, Zoltan, good clean fight, no hard feelings.
Corson, that's just the end of round one.
Round one?
Yeah, but don't worry, Corson. After 750 rounds, it's declared a draw.
Round two begins now!
Can he do that?
Well, we'll appeal it, Corson.
On Kazotsky!
Oh, boy, you got in trouble now.
I do?
Yeah, he tried to disembowel you. And if you die before he cuts off your ears, he loses the duel. Rule 27, paragraph 3.
Wave goodbye to your ears.
Roger!
Back off, botulitis.
You can't interfere. It's against the rules.
I don't care about the rules. This is my fight. My name is Balky Bartachomus. You scared my cousin. Prepare to lose your lobes.
Have you noticed his right ain't too shabby either?
Yeah, stay with him. I think you got him.
Ready when you are, Zoltan. There's something I think you should know.
What is that?
I can fence with both hands. I'm amphibious. Go ahead, Zoltan.
Make my day.
Bartokomus, you have prevailed. I give you my ears.
I give them back to you. This feud has gone on long enough. It ends here.
Oh, God. Oh.
Mama says that the feasting went on for days and, they were going to kill the fatted calf, but everyone was so happy, they decided to put it on a diet instead.
Well, the end of a 500-year-old feud is cause for celebration.
Yeah. Oh, cousin, Mama says there's talk of a Botulitis marrying a Bartokomus, and everyone is hoping that the baby gets the Bartokomus eyebrows.
And the Botulitis nose. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that everything turned out all right.
Cousin, thank you for showing me how futile the feud was.
Well, thank you for saving my ears.
Oh! Guess what Mama sent us to commemorate the end of the duel? A box of ears.
Oh.
Cousin, vegetables are your friends.
Oh.